Thank everybody for coming again tonight. It's a pretty nice night out there, so glad everybody's here. We're missing a few, but so tomorrow night there's youth group, I believe, 6:30. And then Thursday night there'll be Bible study. Hebrews 12. That's at 7:30. And next weekend there'll be a conference in Nova Scotia, Kingswood Camp, and there'll be some going over there from here. It'll be all weekend. And before we speak, we'll pray. Father, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, that he gave himself for us, that he was willing to come to this earth and to serve thee and to do thy will. And thy will required him going to the cross for our sins. We thank thee that you are satisfied with the work he has done. Just pray that some might see that tonight, that they might trust in him, the only one who can save them, the only one who can satisfy us, and that for eternity. Thank thee in his name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to read first in Isaiah chapter, the middle of your Bible. So we'll read first in Isaiah 53 in a few spots. I'll try not to jump around too much. But Isaiah 53, we'll read starting in verse 3. He is despised. This is speaking about the Lord Jesus prophetically. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. I was really thinking about this verse 6. All we like sheep have gone away. We have turned everyone to his own way. And most of us here know everyone, we have turned away from God. And you don't have to live very long to see that everyone, there's just a rebellious nature in us that wants to go our own way. Maybe some it's more visible than others, but being disobedient to parents, it starts young, and lying and just trying to hide things and anything that we know we can't do, we want to do. There's a saying that rules are made to be broken, and truly that seems to be the tendency of many people, including myself. They want to see how far we can push the limits. Me, it's mostly the speed limit, but see how far can I go past the speed limit without getting stopped. And that is, how far can I, how far can you push your parents or teachers to before they snap and you get punishment or you get what you deserve. And that happened as soon as Adam and Eve sinned. They became sinners, and everyone that was born after them was sought to do their own thing. Every man did what was right in his own eyes. You know, there's one that didn't do that. Well, I'll go back to Isaiah 50. Well, so you know who this is. We're just reading about him in Isaiah 53. In Isaiah 50, verse 5. And this is, again, prophetic of the Lord Jesus, although Isaiah wrote it. to Israel and spoke to Israel. Verse 5, the Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. We know only one that was not rebellious against his father, against his earthly parents. That was the Lord Jesus. He wanted to obey God. And even though it cost him his life, giving his life, and the great suffering, the Lord Jesus was not rebellious. He did not turn away from going to the cross, from going to be punished for our sins. Verse 6, I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. Lord Jesus, when he was before those wicked men, the chief priests and the rulers, they smote him and they said, prophesy, who smote thee? And they took the hair off his cheeks, the beard, and he did not even speak to them whenever they did that. He just sat there in silence. But he knew that God would vindicate him, but he loved us. And that is why he did that. And he wants everyone here to trust in him. I'll read another verse just to kind of go, or you don't have to flip there if you don't want. Isaiah 45 and verse 22. Actually, read the last half of verse 21. And there's last couple lines. And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. So God has a salvation, an eternal salvation. And everyone here can receive it tonight. Anyone that is not saved, God wants you to be saved. Doesn't matter how young you are. If you can understand this message, if you can understand that, if you have a conscience that you know that you have sin, that if you have sin that bothers you, and you know the Lord Jesus can save you, you're not too young to be saved. He wants all men to be saved. You could read that in 1 Peter 2. All men to be saved and to come in all the knowledge of the truth. We'll read over and flip over to John. John chapter 3. It's a well-known verse. In verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I think everyone here knows what whosoever means. Anyone. I'm probably not going to do this, but if I said, if anybody wants after meeting to go to Dairy Oil, whoever wants to go, I'll buy ice cream. And I would expect everybody to include in that offer. I know I wouldn't want to promise that because it'd be a little expensive, but that's what expect that offer would be open to anyone. That's what the Lord Jesus has. He wants everyone to be saved and none excluded, the young or old. Now we sing that song sometimes, or used to. A little child of 7, or even 3 or 4, may enter into heaven by Christ, the open door. And God wants you to be saved tonight. Doesn't matter if you're 4 years old or 20 years old or older. There's the opportunity is now. And one of the verses we say in Sunday school, now is the accepted time. And that song we sang, the last song of eternity, it said, tonight may be the latest breath. And although it's hard to believe that and take it seriously, but It's true, we could. We don't know how long we have in this earth before something happens, or something could happen to any one of us tonight, or the Lord could come and our opportunity be over to be saved, for anyone who's not saved. And that is why we want you to be saved. If even tonight, today is the day of salvation. God is reaching out to you with his gift. And I don't know if there's anything holding you back. Just hope that you don't let it get in the way. Don't be too proud to ask questions to your parents or to speak to someone about your soul. That held me back for a long time, from probably the time I was 5 or 6 years old or so, the time I knew I realized I needed to be saved, till the time I was 12 or 13 maybe. I wouldn't ask anybody. I wouldn't tell anybody I was saved. I wouldn't ask questions or ask my parents to pray with me or anything. I just held all the questions in, whatever I hid. Because that was pride, really pride, maybe fear, but pride was holding me back. And don't let that hold you back tonight. God wants you to be saved. Verse 18 of John 3. He that believeth on him is not condemned. It's the Lord Jesus. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So God, it is black and white. Anyone here that is saved, we know. Anyone that has trusted Christ, we know we are going to heaven for sure. And the Bible tells us that we shall never perish. But anyone who is not saved, you're condemned already, judged already, because you have not allowed God to place you in Christ. There's judgment over your head, and that could come at any time. You know that there's a man in hell right now. Well, there's many in hell, but that man, and even Luke 16, the rich man, he is tormented in the flame. He rejected whatever truth God gave him. He rejected it. He didn't put his faith in God before he died. And now he is suffering. Abraham said to him, "Now Lazarus is comforted." The poor man that trusted in God, he was in heaven. He was comforted, and the rich man was tormented because he rejected the only thing that God had, the only sacrifice. And I hope you don't do that tonight. I'm just going to read one more verse, and that'll be it. Flip back to Daniel. So you go to Isaiah, and then go past Jeremiah and Lamentations, Ezekiel, and then come to Daniel. Daniel chapter 12. And Daniel, God gave Daniel great visions of the future, of future events that happen, some that happened already in the Bible times, and there's other things that are yet to happen that he saw, that he was told. So Daniel 12, verse 2, and this is going to be at the end of time, the same time as you read in Revelation 20. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. So there's going to be great resurrection in that day, and everyone that has died right from the beginning of time, those that, well, they're going to be raised sooner. But the ones that are saved are going to be raised at the rapture. And they're going to have eternal life. They'll never die again. The life that comes from trusting in Christ and receiving his free gift of salvation. He says, to come unto me, all that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And those that trust in him, accept his finished work at Calvary, will have eternal life. But those who are not saved, who have not trusted in him, there's nothing left for them. God cannot force anyone to come to be saved or to be in heaven if they don't want the Savior, if they don't want the Lord Jesus. But if you want to be saved, you have to, if you don't want to face eternal judgment, you must just simply trust the Savior and accept what he has done at the cross. That is all you need tonight. I just hope that each one that is here will just accept the truth that Jesus died for their sins. And he is able to save you, even tonight. God bless his word.